Checkup 1. The number 0. It is easy to understand why numbers were invented. People needed an easy way to show how many animals and possessions they had. The ancient Babylonian people were the first to develop a number system, and they used it to count real objects. There was no need for a number that represented nothing. The idea of a number called zero was not invented until a system of calculation called mathematics became widely used. Today, the number zero is used as a kind of placeholder. For example, to write 206, the number zero is used between the 2 and the 6. That way, it is not confusing with 26. In mathematics, zero actually has a much more important value. When zero is used in calculations, it has unusual effects on other numbers. Zero also acts as the dividing point between real numbers, like 1, 2, or 3, and negative numbers, like negative 1, negative 2, or negative 3. The Babylonians began to use two small marks to represent zero around 400 BC. In a way, the idea of zero began as a punctuation mark to represent an empty space between numbers. The Greeks had a concept of nothing, but they did not actually have the number zero. Indian mathematicians were really the first to use zero in their mathematical calculations. It was a great Indian mathematician named Brahmagupta who made up the rules for calculating with zero around 630 AD. 2 minus 0 equals 2. 2 multiplied by 0 equals 0. And 2 divided by 0 can't be calculated. It is hard to imagine a number being invented. As we can see, however, it took many brilliant mathematicians to finally invent the idea of zero. Now, all school children know how to use zero when they do their homework.